Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Damn. What the hell? Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, you was cutting in and out. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? Welcome back to another BTSC Sports Talk with Joe's Justin P. Season 5, Episode 21. Spotify, Anchor, YouTube, the whole nine. Just type in hashtag. Up with Justin P. Host, your co-host, the villain of the vigilante, the man with the man, Mr. Marvin Savage Jr. Yeah, yeah.
What's good, family? What's good, family? It feels good to be back. I couldn't wait to get back. You know, I've been busy a lot, but I'm glad to be back on here. I definitely will be showing my face, and you'll be hearing this voice even more once the NFL season and that college football season starts. Most definitely. And I'm ready to get it in. As always, we're going to hit you with some opinions. You know what I'm saying? Because, we, you know, when it comes to this, man, we think hard. We know exactly what we're talking about. We got a lot of memories that come with all these sports. And then, of course, we're going to hit you with some emotions because, man, everything that we feel, man, is heartfelt because we love all the sports that we talk about. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter unless we hit you with the facts.
That's a fact, Jake. Well, I know it's been a minute, everybody. Sorry, I've been busy coaching football and all that stuff, but Demari's been busy working, doing his, you know, relationship podcast. Go check that out. You know, the way love goes, he got a real special thing going on with him and his cousin, man. He got some dope guests, dope topics. So, you know, definitely check that out on his, you know, his Facebook Live and all that, you know, great stuff. All right, well, tonight is, you know, co-host night to conduct the show, so we're going to let him get into it.
You know, so I'm going to have two versions of this, meaning I'm going to have one version right now, and then the next time we get on, we're going to have a second version because it's going to be very interesting. So the version that people have been anticipating for right now, I want you to go through all the NBA teams, team by team, and tell me what NBA jersey do you want from current NBA players. So I'll name the teams, that way you don't miss anything. We'll start off with the Miami Heat. Who jersey do you want?
I'll go with Dwayne Wade, Alonzo
Mourning. No, of current players. Current players.
Current players? Oh, this is not going to be long. Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, Kyle Lowry, and Duncan Robinson. That's it. And Bam.
Okay. The Wizards.
Oh, of course, bro. Tristan Porzingis, and that's it.
The Atlanta Hawks.
Okay. Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, who they just required, you know, from the Spurs. I'm going to go Cam Reddish. Oh, no, he's not there anymore.
Nah.
I'll start over with Trae Young, Clint Capella, or DeJounte Murray. Let's go Kevin Huerter. And let's go John Collins.
John Collins. I didn't mean to say John. Clint Capella. I'm shocked that you picked him, but that's a good pick. All right. Milwaukee Bucks.
Of course, Giannis. Chris Middleton. Bobby Portis. And Grayson Allen.
All right. From the Nets.
The Knicks or the Nets?
The Nets. My bad. The Nets.
KD, Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, and Andre Drummond.
Damn, no Kai?
I mean, Kai, I don't know if he's going to be there right now. But, I mean, I can say Kyrie because he's supposed to be trying to get traded. So, I don't, you know.
All right. The Bulls.
Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Jusevic, Lonzo Ball, and that's it.
The Cavs.
Darius Garland, Colin Sexton, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, Okoro, and Kevin Love.
All right. Next up, the Raptors.
The Raptors, I'm going to go with Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam. That's it.
I'm surprised you didn't say the rookie. What was his name?
Yeah.
Scotty Barnes, right? Next up, the Philadelphia 76ers. Say it again.
You there?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Scotty Bond. Sorry about the technical difficulties. I didn't have some shit at work. And that's it. Scotty Bond, Brave Land Fleet, and Pascal Siakam.
Okay. Philadelphia 76ers.
James Harden, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris.
All right. Orlando Magics.
Let's see. Paulo, Brent Kemp, Boncaro, Mo Bamba. Let's see, we got Cole Anthony, G.A. Sun. We got Jalen. We got a couple I like. That's what.
Next up, Detroit Pistons.
Cade Cunningham, of course. Let's see. Sadiq Bey. That's about it.
Okay. All right. All right. Let me make it a little bit tough. The Indiana Pacers.
Indiana Pacers. Evan Turner. Buddy Hield. Let's see. That's about it. Brogdon gone now. That's about it.
Next up.
Mr. Bubble.
Okay. Next up, two teams left in the East. The Hornets.
So the Hornets?
Yep.
LaMelo Ball. Gordon Hayward, that's it.
A little disrespectful, but it's okay.
I mean, Miles Bridges.
No, I wasn't talking about him. I was talking about my man Rozier.
Terry cool, but I mean, them two guys are the main guys.
I feel what you said. I can't hate on you. All right, and last, before it's me, who you got for the Celtics?
That's a lot, man. It's going to be the longest one. Did you do the Lakers?
Huh?
You didn't ask me about the Lakers, huh?
No. I'm going to do the East, and after I do my East, I'm going to let you do the
West. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce.
No, current Celtics.
My bad. Excuse me. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. That's it.
Okay. All right. For me, for the Miami Heat, I'm going to go with Bam, Tyler Hero, and I'm going with Jimmy Butler, of course. For the Wizards, you're going to have to – one thing y'all probably ain't going to miss is me messing up names, but Bradley Beal, of course, but my man – what's the guy name? He from Japan. Hishimakajua?
Hachimura.
Hachimura, yeah. I like his game. I swear I do, man. Very underrated. From the Hawks, I'm going to go with Trae Young and John Collins. From the
DeJounte Bucks, Murray?
Huh?
DeJounte Murray?
I mean, he nice, but I mean, he cool. He cool.
You got that man over there for a reason. That kid's a fucking killer, bro.
I just saw his, what's his name? His little, whatever summer league little thing he doing. I just saw him destroying somebody, and he was talking trash. He liked that. I'm gonna tag you in the thing I saw too. He gave himself an alley hoop today off the glass on that.
Pop system was holding him back.
Yeah. This the one that pains me the most to say, but from the Milwaukee Bucks, I gotta give it to Chris Middleton, even though I hate his guts. He weighed my number 22. Chris Middleton, I gotta give it to Giannis, and I gotta give it to Jrue Holiday. I mean, that boy.
That slipped my mind.
Yeah, he's like that. The Nets, I'm going to go with the obvious Kyrie. People know how I feel about Kyle. Of course, I'm going to go with Kevin Durant. And I got to go with Seth Curry. I got to go. I mean, I already know what I'm going to say for us when I get to the Warriors, so I definitely got to get Seth Curry. When it comes to the Bulls, I want Lonzo Ball and Terry Rozier. That's it. I mean, Zach LaVine, he liked that, but I may sound disrespectful right here, but I still got something against him. Aaron Gordon should at least won one of those dunk contests. Next up, the Cavaliers. I'm going with Sexton, and I'm going with Evan Mobley. I like both of the games. Huh?
No Darius Garland?
Oh, my bad. How could I forget him? He was the reason why they won that little joint, the little All-Star joints, the little skills competition. So you're right. You're right. They got a beast right there with them three guys right there. So my bad on that. For the Raptors, I got Siakam, I got Fred VanVleet, and of course I got Scottie Barnes. Scottie Barnes really shocked me last year. He giving me somewhat of a Chris Bosh vibes. He giving me Chris Bosh vibes when Chris Bosh, and so people can know Chris Bosh's early career. He was averaging a double double, and we talking about the Raptors going to at least like at least three playoff runs in a row with him before he got up out of there. I'm gonna go to the 76ers. I'm going with Tyrone Maxey. I gotta go with him. He looked like he was the best player after Embiid last year. James Harden, of course, just because the jersey looked good. And then I gotta go with Embiid. He getting ready to be one of the best 76ers of all time. Definitely about to be. For the Magics, this ain't even gonna be long. I'm going with Mo Bamba just because he is a talent. And then I gotta go with Greg Anthony's son. I gotta go with him.
Cole Anthony.
Just because I saw a guy dunking Tim's. That's what I forgot to ask you. My bad. Before I go, who do you want from the Knicks?
You didn't ask that?
Nope, that's my bad. I skipped that.
Julius Randle, R.J. Barrett, Kemba Walker. No, he got in Detroit now. Mm-hmm. R.J. Barrett, Julius Randle, and Cam Reddish.
All right. For me, it's going to be short and sweet. R.J. Barrett, of course, that's my guy right there. Even though Julius Randle, my man from Kentucky, R.J. Barrett, my favorite player on the Knicks. And, of course, Julius Randle. From the Pistons, I'm going with Cade Cunningham, of course. He's the only big thing that's special. If I was to get a Kemba Walker jersey, it was just because he's one of the NBA savants. So I probably would get a Kemba Walker. From the Hornets, everybody know how I feel about these boys. So I'm definitely getting Terry Rozier. I'm definitely getting Gordon Hayward. I'm definitely getting LaMelo Ball. Pacers, I'm only getting Miles Turner. That's it. Celtics, give me Horford, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. That's who I want. All right, next up, we got the West. So I'm going to start you off, and let's get ready to go. The Lakers.
Of course, LeBron, AD, Russ, Melo, Dwight Howard. Taylor Horton Tucker. Let's see. We got Malik Monk. Bam. So that's about it for me.
All right. The Suns.
Devin Booker, Chris Paul. Mekhi Bridges, Jay Crowder, DeAndre.
All right. The Clippers.
Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Reggie Jackson. Marcus Morris and Nicholas Bethune.
Giving Nicholas Bethune some shit. Okay. All right. The Blazers.
Damian Lillard. Who the fuck else is over there? Nurkic. And that's it. Because CJ gone, and I don't even know who the fuck the rest of their roster.
All right.
Over the kid, Anthony Simons.
Oh, yeah, that is right. Anthony Simons, you're right.
That's the only thing
All right.
Well, this is going to be easy. John Morant. Desmond Bane. Jaren Jackson. Steven Adams. I like Dylan Brooks' game. That nigga fuck with Tranny, so I'm not
getting it. Yeah.
The door's five right there.
All right, the Warriors.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a lot. Steph, Clay, Draymond, Jordan Poole, Kaminga, Moses Moody. That's it.
All right. Dallas.
Of course, Luka. Luka, the Don Doncic. My guy Brunson. Dewan Brunson from New York. Too. Forgot about him, Jalen Brunson. Mm-hmm. But Luka Doncic, Tim Hardaway Jr., Christian Woods, who they just got for the Rockets, big pickup. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dorian Finney-Smith, that's it.
The Nuggets.
Jamal Murray, Will Barton, Nikola Jokic, Michael Porter Jr.
That's it?
Yep, go for it.
All right. Timberwolves.
Oh, yeah. Anthony Edwards. You know, I don't fuck with D'Angelo Russell. It's fucking straight up. So, Anthony Edwards, Kyle Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert. So, and the kid Vanderbilt.
Okay. Next up, the Kings.
Dang, De'Aaron Fox, yo, niggas gotta get shorty. Try to attain some shit, but he's doing his thing.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the only person we probably gonna name, too.
DeMontis Sabonis. And who else?
I forgot he is on there.
Yeah, traded for the Buddy Hill trade. Who the fuck else is on the Kings? I can't think right off the top of my head. I think Marvin Bagley's still there, so Marvin Bagley.
Yes, he is. He's still on there. All right. Next up, your boys, OKC.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Sorry, I'm not great, y'all. I'm not great. You know, that's my team, so everybody. So I'm going to make that easy for you. Everybody that's on the roster right now.
All right, the Rockets.
Shit. Jalen Green, Jabari Smith. That's it.
That's it. All right. The Utah Jazz.
Okay. Donovan Mitchell. Michael Conley Jr. Joe Ingles. And that's it.
Nah.
Zion Williams.
Yep. You said Zion Williams.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Okay. CJ McCollum. What's the big boy named Hayes? And we go Herman Gomez. You hear me?
Yep. Gomez.
Well, sorry for the technical difficulties. Once again, this is the job Wi-Fi.
For the Lakers, I'm going Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and Melo. For the Suns, Devin Booker and CP3. For the Clippers, Can you hear me?
I said no love for DeAndre
Ayton. Nah. Okay. If he had like John Collins, yeah. But for the Clippers, I'm going Kawhi Leonard, PG-13, and my boy John Wall. The Blazers, I'm only going with Damon. I'm only going with.
I forgot.
From the Grizzlies, I'm going Desmond Bane, Steven Adams, of course. I call her Mamba. Yeah. Warriors on Steph, Clay, Dre. I'm going Poole. And this is probably my favorite player on that team. Gary Jr. Dallas, I'm going Luka, Tim Hardaway, and Spencer Dinwiddie.
I forgot about it. It's definitely Spencer Dinwiddie, but it's one now one for me for Dallas. I just be forgetting all these trades. I thought NBA they trade so fucking much. It's hard to keep up.
For the Nuggets, I'm going with my man Michael Porter Jr., the Joker, of course, and of course, it ain't a list without somebody from Kentucky, my man Jamal Murray.
Okay. Wildcat up there?
Yeah, Jamal Murray.
Okay.
The Timberwolves, I'm going to go with Patrick Beverley. That's probably my favorite player on the team, Patrick Beverley. And I can't forget Anthony Edwards. That boy like that. He like that. From the Kings, I'm going to go with Sabonis. I saw his dad play. I'm watching him play. He's unstoppable. And then I'm going to go with Kentucky one more time. It got to be the boy Fox, by far. For the Rock, OKC.
Don't Jabari Smith?
Nah. OKC, you're going to have to help me with this. What was the rookie last year name?
Josh Giddey.
I fuck with his game. I looked at some highlights on yo. He okay. I think I told you before, him and the white Kevin Durant plus Shea.
That's a nice little potential.
Y'all got like a little baby Celtics, because that's what the Celtics had with Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum. Y'all look like going on, but I would get all three of their jerseys. Those three. From New Orleans, I'm only going with C.J. McCollum and Brandon Ingram. From the Jazz, I'm only going with Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley. Now here's where it's really going to get. We'll get our hands dirty with the.
I only want one player from each team. One player.
And we're going to go throughout the whole entire NFL. One player from each team, current players only. And I know it's going to be tough for you, but you can only pick one. We're going to start off with our division. From the Ravens, only one jersey. Who?
LJ, even though I already got – I already got Lamar, so
– There you go.
I'm going to scratch it. I got Lamar, so, yeah, I got to – I'm going to go with Rashad Bateman because I already got Lamar, so I'm going to use him well.
Okay. I know this going to hurt you. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Minka Fitzpatrick.
Okay, Alabama. Wait. The Browns.
Deshaun Watson. I don't give a fuck what's going on. That's my guy.
The Bengals.
Jamar Chase.
Okay. Next division, the East, of course. The Bills.
The Bills, Stephon Diggs.
The Patriots.
Judon.
Okay. All right. The Dolphins.
Tyreek Hill.
The Jets.
Sauce Gardner.
Okay. We're going to go out west. The Chiefs.
Patty Mahomes.
The Raiders.
Devontae Adams.
The Broncos.
Russell Wilson.
The Chargers.
Khalil Mack.
Okay. I'm shocked here because you be giving Herbert his love, even though he deserves
it. I know he the shit for sure, but I just on Khalil Mack.
Okay. All right. Okay. The Colts.
Jonathan Taylor.
I knew that was coming. The Jaguars.
Trevor Lawrence. Big Doug Henry.
Alabama, baby. And last but not least, the Texans.
Derek Stingley.
Oh, early. Okay, early. All right. For the Ravens, I already got Mark Andrews. I definitely got to get Lamar Jackson. By far the best Ravens quarterback with or without a Super Bowl. Pittsburgh, I'm going with Claypool. I mean, you'll like that. Every time I see
him. I ain't surprised to pick him because y'all two both got, y'all kind of got the same style with earrings and all that.
Yes,
shit.
Sir. And I like it. And it's one thing. Him and Mike Williams, catch the ball the same way, always hands and
always
catch.
Get the Alabama guy. I'm surprised. I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, the reason why I ain't going Michael Fitzpatrick because basically the rest of my list is Alabama. But Claypool, I ain't gonna lie, I gotta have him. For the Browns, speaking of Alabama, I give me that Amari Cooper. That number two jersey looked nice. That Amari Cooper with number two looked nice. I hope he have a couple decent seasons with the Browns. But that number two looked nice. I would definitely want to have that because Tim Couch looked good with number two, but he was just trash. With the Bengals, you got to go with Joe Burrow. I'm going with Joe Burrow by far.
Cool Joe.
I gotta go with Joe. The Bills, I gotta go with Stephon Diggs, just like you. Without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, to me, he's the Odell Beckham that can stay healthy. He can make all the catches, run all the routes, got all the, but stays healthy.
It's funny. They both play the same. They play like the same type of way. You're right. I like that comparison.
Yeah. You already know where I'm going with this. For the Patriots, Matt Jones. No question. The Dolphins, as I said, no question, Alabama's Jalen Waddle. It ain't even close.
Okay, over Tyreek. Okay.
Yeah. Next up on the board, the first defensive back, and he always come into my page, Ahmad Sauce Gardner, by far, the first DB on the board. I got to get that jersey. That green look, after blue, green is my favorite color, and that's that green Ranger green, too. And he make the one look oh so nice. I got to get that. Yeah. We got to go to the West now. Kansas City, I already talk about he's in my top five of all time. Of course, I got to get a Patty Mahomes jersey. It's no question. For the Raiders, Devontae Adams, no question. For the Broncos, shout out to Alabama one more time. Ooh, this was tough. But I got to go one more DB. Get that Patrick Surtain. I got to get that. My little brother was a huge Patrick Surtain senior fan. Back in the day, my brother, you know how when you're kids, you got your first team growing up. My brother was a huge Miami fan. Also, Patrick Surtain did play for the Chiefs, too. But my brother was a huge Miami fan back in the day when they had Ricky Waters. And he used to be nice as shit with Patrick Surtain. I can't remember. And then, of course, big bro, I will give you that. You do got a thing for Khalil Mack. But because of you, I got a thing for that boy, Herbert. He up there. I seen Herbert being good and, like, wanted him to be a bum because, you know, you see your favorite quarterback, Lamar Jackson, having his little mistakes. But just a Herbert like that, man. We talking about a potential MVP candidate until probably he probably want to stop being on that level. Next up, got to go with the Colts. I'm just like how you was feeling, Jonathan Taylor last year. You know, I was feeling Michael Pittman last year. He showed me something. I was wondering who was going to be the next thing. It was Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, Pierre Garçon a little bit. Then here come T.Y. Hilton. We've been waiting on to see who was next at the T.Y. Hilton. And the coach, y'all got one right here. For the Jaguars, I ain't going to lie. This one was tough for me. But I'm going to go with the quarterback. I'm going to go with Trevor Lawrence. I believe he has a Peyton S in him. I think he has a Peyton Manning S in him. I mean, he really had a bad rookie season, and it really got swept under the rug.
Hey, man, the head coach getting laughed. It was just they got a guy in there that been around and won, so now the structure going to be a little different.
Yeah, and I'm not blaming him too much, but it was more like on some – it's okay for him to fail because we –
Urban Meyer should never got the job. The job should have been Doug Peterson from the jump.
Yeah, and to me, it was more like it's okay for him to fail because we getting ready. No, he getting ready to give us some bomb future seasons to come. So I ain't mad at it.
They put some pieces in the defense around. Hell yeah, Trevor Lawrence will be an MVP conversation within the next 2 years.
All right. Of course, with the Tennessee Titans, I got to go Alabama again. I got to go with DeMarcus. Excuse me, King Henry. That's why I didn't choose certain people. Here go again. I only want this. I know he has lupus and won't be playing. Ball until got a Mechie from Alabama.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, you break it. Hold on, you break it. Like, which division? Because you're breaking up. I hear you, but you're breaking up.
Can you hear me? We all in? Bro. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, the Eagles.
I think I already did the NFC.
No, we did the AFC first.
Okay, I'm going with AJ Brown. You hear me?
Yep. The Giants.
John Saquon.
Cowboys.
I'm gonna go with that.
Washington.
Chase Young.
Okay. We're going to go to the South. The Falcons.
Calvin Ridley.
Okay. After what he did? Okay.
Who gives a fuck?
All right. Panthers.
Panthers. Christian McCaffrey.
Tampa Bay.
Tom Brady.
Saints.
Alvin Kamara.
All right. Next up, Seahawks.
DK Metcalf.
Rams.
Aaron Donald.
49ers.
Fred Warner.
Cardinals.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Let's go to the North. The Vikings.
Dalvin Cook.
The Bears.
Justin Fields.
The Lions.
Aiden Hutchinson.
The Packers.
A-Rod.
Okay. All right. Gonna be Alabama again out this mug. Alabama, I gotta give it Devontae Smith. No brainer. The Giants, Saquon Barkley. Cowboys, Alabama, Trayvon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, I'm going Terry McLaurin. The Falcons, this hands down was the best corner last year, and I love Jalen Ramsey. But last year, the best corner league. AJ Terrell, not even close.
He was definitely up there. I don't know about.
This is why I say he was number one in every category.
He was playing behind a lot or playing, you know, State. So he definitely can play.
I was about to say because his what's the name? He guarded the number one wide receiver. All I just looked this up like a couple days ago.
I agree. Listen, he definitely did the guy. Think his plays he made. Weren't game changing like Ramsey. Ramsey made his plays, got his team to the championship. Yeah, but I like it. I'm cool with that.
What I was going to say is, by far, he gave up the lowest amount of yards. He only gave up 200 yards out the whole season. And his longest pass.
They throwing the ball to the outside getting big plays. I wouldn't want to go over there either. But okay.
Yeah, and the longest catch he gave up last season was only 20 yards. So that's much, much respect right there. Of course, I'm going to copy off of you with the Panthers. I'm going to go with McCaffrey. For Tampa Bay, I'm going to go with Godwin. I like him. I like him a lot. Got to give a shout-out to the DBs one more time. I love Marshawn Lattimore. I really just had a discussion with my teammates Sunday because they were trying to play with this dude like he not like that. He definitely is. Next up, Seahawks. I got to go with DK. Of course, Rams. If Odell was still there, I would be saying him, but he not. I got to go with Jalen. 49ers, Debo. The Cardinals, D-Hop. I've been saying he the best wide receiver for forever. Vikings, everybody know how I feel about Adam Thielen. The Bears. Ooh. This was tough. I'm going to go with Justin Fields. I'm going to go with Justin Fields. Packers, of course, I said he's my favorite quarterback of all time, Aaron Rodgers. And then for the Lions, Jameson Williams. Okay. All right, now, I heard I was watching this little podcast, so I figured I would add it to ours. Is it true that dome teams
I mean, I wouldn't say all of them are, but that is a stigma that has been portrayed a lot over the years. Like, a lot of dome teams that you had to go on the roads usually don't do well. But yeah, it's true to an extent. Because like I said, the Saints, when they had home field throughout the dome, they won the Super Bowl. Or got to the NFC Championship. When they had to go on the road, they fought it. But so you could say that in a sense. You could say, I guess it's true in a sense.
Yeah, and I'm agree with you on that too. I think one of the same thing for the Atlanta Falcons when they went to the Super Bowl, they had home field advantage throughout the whole thing. To me, that seems like that's the only way Matt Ryan would be able to go to the Super Bowl, unless he had home field advantage throughout. To me, I believe it's true, definitely to a certain extent. I mean, we saw what happened with the Rams when they played against the New England Patriots. I mean, they were supposed to be wham bam, thank you, ma'am, on these guys, and then the Patriots let these guys know. Then we've seen so many times where the Colts handling their business, but then when they go up to Foxborough, this is the Peyton Manning days, get knocked out of the box. And then you see guys like Brett Favre come in time to time, knock these guys out. Don McNabb did it as well. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we already know they've done it. So to me, I just think that maybe – you're going to get that soft thing written around your name because they wonder, like, why are you loosening up on the playoffs? I mean, you expect the playoffs, you turn it on no matter where you play it. But the show that you can only play at home, that is a sign of weakness. All right. The next topic is going to be super interesting right now. If you can remember, give me your top five blown NFL calls.
The Saints NFC Championship game in 2018 when Nicole Roby Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
You hit Tommy Lee Jones, whatever the name is. That's one. The other one would be the pass interference in the Super Bowl. Jalen Ramsey got his face mask pulled down, and T. Higgins caught the ball and scored.
Okay.
Number three. Let's see, number three. The Tuck Rule.
Okay. Oh yeah, Charles Woodson could have went to three Super Bowls.
The Tuck Rule. Four. Let's see. Number four. Wrong call. Let's see. Wrong call. That's so many. Let me think. Oh, the Seahawks and still at Super Bowl 40, when they caught that bullshit holding on Jeremy Stevens when Daryl Jackson caught the touchdown.
Oh, that pass interference. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. Oh, so do I have one more? Number five. Let's see. Number five. The year when they had the replacement referees and when Seattle caught the ball,
yeah,
really a pick, but then they gave him a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. That was a pick.
That was 2012, I believe. Yeah, so yeah, that would be my top five.
Okay, not in order, but number one on my list. That same Super Bowl you talking about, Seahawks versus the Steelers, that Ben Roethlisberger touchdown was not a touchdown. Nothing went across the line.
They wanted Jerome Bettis to win that shit in his career for sure.
not to be taking shots at the Steelers, but one more time. A long time ago, this was before instant replay was even invented. Reviewing the plays was invented. Rayford Robb, wide receiver, caught a toe tag drag in the back of the end zone. This was the year. This was when the steel curtain was about to be hot. And what happened is at that time, the Oilers had the best record, and they was on their way to the Super Bowl for the first time. And once they lost that game, They went downhill after that until, of course, they got Steve McNair. And, of course, that's how the Pittsburgh Steelers built their dynasty, and they went then on and did their thing. Number three, tuck rule. As a kid, first getting into football, you basically getting taught every time you hit somebody while they got the ball and they drop the ball, it's a fumble. It's for everybody to go get. And then at the last minute, I'm watching them say, it's Tom Brady ball. And I'm like, wait, what? So I knew something was not right then. That's number one. That's number two. Okay. Number three, without a shadow of a doubt, I got to go with the Packers losing to the Seahawks. I don't give a fuck if you was a replacement ref or not. You at least know the game. You may miss calls. You may not say the word right or the formation right, blah, blah, blah. But the basic shit, pass interference, you should know. You should know. Even a kid know what pass interference is. Next up, of course, the blatant I think this season probably made Drew Brees cry, because Drew Brees honestly could have went to the Super Bowl. But you know, what's his name? Kobe? I just know his name, Roby. He messed it up. Big deal. When you look at regular time, it doesn't look like pass interference. When you slow it down, pass interference all day. And I don't see how the ref ain't see it. He was right there. I don't see how he blew that. And last but not least, I'm glad you didn't say this one so I could say it. I love the Green Bay Packers. I love what they got going on. I love their wide receiver core, and I love Aaron Rodgers. But they lost one game when Dez Bryant fake dropped that pass. That was a touchdown, bro. If you know that pass, you know what pass I'm talking about?
Yeah, when he caught it, he tried to say the ball hit the ground. That was a TD.
I don't know if they had something against them. I think that was Tony Romo's Super Bowl shot. That was Tony Romo's Super Bowl shot right there.
That game, they definitely probably beat Seattle because they already went up there and beat Seattle the first time.
Yeah, that was a good enough team.
Yeah, I didn't want to play them. The way how that line was, that was when the Cowboys line was like young. And
okay. Yeah, you're right about that for sure. I thought they had it. At that time, the Cowboys had a solid defense. Their offense was definitely clicking, and Tony Romo was doing Tony Romo magic. And I ain't going to lie, I was a huge fan of Tony Romo. Not a fan of Dallas overall, but just liking all that dancing in the pocket and still be able to find your wide receivers. And this guy, Tony Romo, to me, he's like that. He's that guy because he did it with several number one guys. He did it with T.O. He did it. What was the guy named? Miles Austin. He did it with Dez Bryant. He didn't have like particular. He didn't have like a whole type guy his whole career. He had different guys. Like, come on, man. They had the Cowboys had like a top five record in the NFL with Miles Austin before they got Dez Bryant. So I got to give respect where it's due. All right, two more topics before we go ahead and get up out of here and get some sleep before work. Just give me, and we just not no offensive lineman, try to build the most explosive offense possible.
Just skill positions?
Just skill position. Running back, tight end. I'll give you four wide receivers, two tight ends, and two running backs.
Quarterback too, or no, or what?
One quarterback.
Quarterback more Lamar because his mobility and he can throw. That's a threat. Four receivers, I'm going Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
Jamar Chase. I'm going DeAndre Hopkins. And I'm going Devontae Adams. Two tight ends, I'm going Mark Andrews and Travis Kelce. My two running backs are going to be Joe Mixon and Nick Chubb.
Now, bro, I gotta stop you. You ain't say Taylor?
Yeah, I wanted to do something different.
Okay, okay, okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. For my explosive offense right now, current players, okay, I gotta go with the obvious Patrick Mahomes. I gotta get somebody with arm. He may not have the speed like Lamar, but when he get a chance to get the hell up out of there, he can get up out of there. My running backs, this is my favorite running back currently right now in the league. Alvin Kamara. I gotta go with Alvin Kamara. Number two. Oh my goodness. Number two. Somebody was really sticking out to me last year. Oh my goodness. I wanted to say Derrick Henry, but no. Who stuck out to me? My man Najee Harris. He did stick out to me, but he a little bit too young. So that's all right. I'm gonna go stick with Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry and Alvin Kamara. My two tight ends. I'm gonna go with George Kittle, and I'm gonna go with Darren Waller. And my four wide receivers. This is gonna be tough but easy at the same time. I need some toughness, so I'm gonna go with Debo. I definitely need some pinball. I need Anquan Boldin, Steve Smith type wide receiver. A guy who has hands that's gonna catch everything that come his way. You already took my man D Hop, so I'm gonna go ahead and be different. I'm gonna go because D Hop always gonna make my list. Let me see. Not Seattle. Matter of fact, he did prove himself. I mean, I like wide receivers where the quarterback can keep throwing it to you. And the last time we seen a quarterback throw the ball to one wide receiver all the way down the Super Bowl, he won Super Bowl MVP, San Antonio Holmes. So for me, I'm going to go with a route runner, somebody with guaranteed hands. I'm going to go with my man Cooper Kupp. I'm going to go with Cooper Kupp because I definitely do got the Rams repeating. We're going to save that for a later topic. I got the toughness in Debo. You feel me? Going across the middle. I got me a guy that can run every route and catch every ball thrown his way. And Cooper Kupp. My third wide receiver. I probably want a freak of nature out there, the third wide receiver. Hold up. I need somebody that can get open on no matter what. I already got that with Cooper Kupp. I'm gonna go Stephon Diggs. Somebody that's always going to get me plays. I can go to him on third down. I love Jalen. Man, Chase passed to him. So that's who I'm gonna go with. Him. Cooper Kupp.
We gotta know how your feelings on this. You just talked about it a couple minutes ago. What are all these NBA trades and then all this shit? Put all this back and forth, and plus this Kevin Durant drop. Yeah, so what's your thoughts with all this Kevin Durant drama and these trades and all this going all over the place?
He this what he wanted. Shit got thick. Hard won out now. Kyrie won out now. He like, nah, ain't gonna be the only one here. He's like, every time shit get thick, he want to get out. He always want an easy way. Much as I got love for him, but it's like it's he don't know want to put a team on his back. You know, that's just my take on it.
And the reason why I said all the flip-flop is because, like, prime example, I agree with you on that. Kevin Durant, you're doing too much. You want to be known as one of the greatest of all time. And now it looks like you're just chasing rings. It don't even look like you want to be the greatest anymore. It doesn't even look like you want to be the greatest the right way either. You being the front guy, you being the main scorer. Hell, you could even be a sidekick that is a great scorer. You don't even want to do that. You want all the help possible. I mean, it's almost to the point where people are not even going to get mad at LeBron James anymore. Excuse me. Because what you're doing is way worse. You're a better scorer than LeBron James, and you're as good as LeBron James, but you choose to keep on finding the easiest ways out. I mean, Jesus Christ. It's almost to the point where we have to get mad at LeBron James a little bit more, because you could tell that he was your role model, your big influence, and that's why you do it. And last but not least, the reason why I said I'm tired of all this trade and flip-flopping. I mean, come on, man. What happened to back-in-the-day trades where you just traded people straight up? Back in the day, yes, Michael Jordan is worth 7 first-round draft picks. Donovan Mitchell is worth first. Come on. Stop. 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 Yo, I don't – besides – and this being real. Besides Greek Freak and Kevin Durant, and I'm only picking these two guys because they're way bigger than him. But there's not one NBA player right now besides Kevin Durant and the Greek Freak that I would choose over Allen Iverson. Not one. So when I hear all these 6 and 5 draft picks and all this outrageous, ridiculous shit, I'm sitting up here like, is this even basketball anymore? It's starting to turn into the WWE, NBA Basketball Entertainment. They should have called it the WNBE, WNBAE. Seriously, because this doesn't make no sense. We talk about more gossip and drama instead of real championships and winning games. I mean, recently, it seems like the NBA gets more shine off of credit. I mean, more shine off of drama and stories behind the locker room and in the locker room than championships. Like, prime example, it wouldn't shock me that let's say the Grizzlies won the NBA Finals this year. Instead of the talk of being about the Grizzlies winning the NBA Finals, it would be more about, damn, how did the Lakers again, with this team again, not go to the NBA Finals? It wouldn't even be about basketball. It would be more about the drama. I think we just get caught more in the drama and the way shit look, and it ain't no more basketball getting played. It wouldn't be shock me I mean, of course the NBA going to get watched damn near probably for me, but it wouldn't shock me if we lost fans even more, because this trade and not like, come on, Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns on the same team? Why? Like, why? Two lanky long motherfuckers. Why? Y'all both look like y'all do the same thing. The only difference is Anthony Towns can shoot the three. And I ain't impressed even with him. That's my guy, Kentucky all day. But to me, I'm going to say, NBA, you're going to have to strengthen up on these trades and on these things that you're doing. And Kevin Durant, come on, man. What you going to do every year? That's all I got to say, bro.
Yeah, that's it. Same here. I mean, I agree with everything you just said.
All right. That's another great one.
All right, everyone. That's it for this episode, man. Y'all can check this out on YouTube, Spotify, Acre, Pandora, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We'll be back probably Friday because I'm off and Maurice is off. So
yeah,
we'll try to do like Friday and Sunday right now, like, you know, to be clear everything up. And yeah, we'll be back more regularly. So thank y'all for tuning in. Go ahead and do your thing, co-host.
As always, it's a pleasure to do this with Big Bro, and it's a pleasure to do it with the family. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Facebook. My name is Maurice Savage Jr. If you're looking for me on there and you can't find me, which I know you will, you can find me on Instagram, I_AL_Thaw_TheFarrow. That's me sitting on the law looking at the view. And it's DBU, baby.
All right, everyone. See you guys Friday. Be great on the way to the figure eight. And always, I mean, always, remember to hashtag KPSC. Keep that same message. I'm your host, Justin P., my co-host, Marvin Savage Jr. Love you guys. We'll talk to you Friday.